Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers everywhere, raise your hands into the air. We're warriors.
Okay, super friends, it's Master Legend here, playing you one of my great heavy metal songs that I like. There's been many things going on these days. Don't think that Master Legend's taking a break. I just don't post everything on Facebook because, you know, there's so many things to help people out with and doing things from a lady I know living in the woods and helping her out, and just came from helping another guy out, didn't have nothing to eat, and brought him some food. And, you know, it just goes on, and it doesn't, it may seem small sometimes, you know, just, well, you know, he just helped somebody with some food, you know, but when you add it all up, and then to that person, it means a lot, because otherwise they'd be starving. And like I say, I've always told people this, high society creates the most of your criminals out there. It does it in many different ways. It does it by the brainwashing of the media. It does it by the starvation. It does it by the low pay for people trying to work. You know, I see so many of these people, they milk in the system, milk in the government, because they figure they make more money doing that than trying to go work a job. And I don't see that as fair, really. I don't think people should do that. But I kind of see at the same time what they're saying. You know, when they're going out working and struggling and hard suffering and then hardly make any money at all to pay the bills, while if they get on the welfare, and they can get a lawsuit, a slip and fall up in the grocery store, go call Dan Newland or one of these other guys, and then what do you have? Lawsuits and settlements and disability and all this stuff going around, and that's what people figure, hey, that pays more than working. So you see how society creates criminals. Then it also puts people in desperation. There's times that the so-called justice system, ha, how I laugh at it, the justice system, it's so stupid. Two wrongs never make a right, but they add a whole many more wrongs to it, and it still will not add up to a right. I have something for the justice system. Here it is. That's what it needs to be done to it. With their prison industry and forcing people into situations that force them into being a criminal. Truth be known, Master Legend, well, once known as a superhero, actually am out doing criminal deeds by helping out the homeless. It's against the law now. You're not supposed to give them a blanket. You're not supposed to give a homeless person food. There, you can't let them stay anywhere. If they sit somewhere, they're automatically trespassing. No matter where you go on God's earth, they're trespassing, and then they get thrown in jail, where the taxpayers pay $150 to $200 a day, sometimes more when they got medical conditions, and then they're only getting a bologna sandwich up in there. And they're sleeping, you know, all packed together and misery. Believe me, I've been there. Master Legend's seen the slammer before. I'm not going to some sissy guy that hasn't been around the block trying to talk some stories and don't know what I'm talking about. I know. I've been there. I didn't even eat the bologna sandwich. It stunk so bad I couldn't eat it. But I've seen it, and I tried to eat it. I couldn't. It was so disgusting. And so people are paying all that money to put homeless veterans and other homeless people that got mental problems. Now, what you hear people these days, they'll say, well, you know, they get a job. They could do like me. Well, the truth is, not everyone is created equal. It might say that in certain places, but some people have mental problems, disabilities. Some just aren't as smart. You know, not everybody can be the big time billionaire, the millionaire. Just aren't cut that way. You know, we're just not formed and forged that way. I say that for myself. I'm just not one of those kind of people that can make money off taking advantage of other people. I'm a person that gives, but I do expect to get paid properly for my honest work, which never takes place, because, as you know, slavery has not gone away. And that brings up a point. Now, some people take offense when Master Legend talks about this prejudice towards white. Well, it's true. There is a prejudice towards white people, and I would like for all my great black super friends out there to know, not all of us had slaves, okay? My parents and all the ancestors before them never had any slaves. We, my dad's side come from Italy and Spain and France. But they never had any slaves. They were slaves themselves. On my mom's side, up north, they were running from Hitler, the Czechoslovakian, Hungarians, Yugoslavians. You know, they always talk about the Jews being tormented by Hitler, but there was others too. And that was from my mom's side. Also, well, the Mongolian side. I'm part Mongolian and Gypsy. The reason the Gypsies were always on the run, because they're always having to run from some idiot. You know, they put them down, but they were just trying to move on. And the best they could do is put on a show, maybe do a little tarot cards and some tea leaves and stuff and palm reading. But, you know, it's up to anybody. It's an honest living still. They don't have to go to it, you know, but they were doing what they could, dancing or whatever it took, you know, trying to survive in the world. Then later on, many of my old relatives up north in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I tracked it down. I was brought there to the graves of the soldiers that died fighting against slavery. So I would hope that this kind of history is known, that not all white people had slaves. And not all white people have it good either. There is not no red carpet ride for every person. Just because you're white, you don't get some free ticket anywhere. Believe me, I get called white trash all my life. That's what I am, because I don't come from the rich family. And I've been called white trash just about from all different colors too. So it just goes to show you. That's why I think, you know, the Illuminati and people in power are trying to create this misconception so that we don't join forces together and fight the evil. And that's what they're afraid of. And one of the things I admire the most about black people is that they do stick together and they do stand up and fight against the evil out there. It brings a tear to my eye, believe me. A tear comes to my eye every time I see anyone actually being shot down by a cop, killed by a cop. I don't care if they robbed the liquor store. If they don't have a gun in their hand, there's no need to kill them. I don't care. Maybe they got the good stuff. They stole the Crown Royal instead of the Jim Beam. I don't care. There's no need to be killing people, especially when they don't have a gun. What is that about? I can't believe it. Watching all these cops killing people. Now they wonder why there's people retaliating and they're getting shot. You know, like I said, two wrongs never make a right. But the justice system seems to believe so. Well, their mentality and their form of teaching people and training these minds of people that are growing up, they see, oh, this is the way you do things. You shoot people. You're violent. This is the only way you get anywhere. This is the only way you show them who the boss is. And that's why these people are getting this brainwashing. Like I say, not everyone is the same. Some people, their minds may not be as strong. Their spirit may not be as strong. Some of us have gone through a lot and endured. Some of us has gone through a lot and couldn't endure. Some of us have gone through hardly anything, and you hear them whining and crying. I could tell you some names of some rich people I know. They whine and cry more than anybody I even hear or know about that's seen the hard times. People that's seen hard times know what it is to be a true survivor normally. And then we survive, and we try to, and we know how it is, so we try to help each other out. And then what happens? Cops going to tell you not, you can't help each other out. And then, of course, like I told you, the old segregation, make you hate one another, make up these lies, make it look like it's all, you know, one-sided. But there's many sides to the coin. There's more than two sides to the coin they're flipping around. That's for sure. There's lots of stories, and people need to have the sight beyond sight and see what's really going on. I try to tell people about this stuff, though I know I maybe hurt a few feelings. The truth sometimes hurts people's feelings. You know, the truth really, you know, can sometimes make a person take an anger and a resentment towards me, because a lie sometimes serves a person better. It's better to believe sometimes, I would think, to some people that this person is against me, and they're all against me. It kind of, and then, so therefore, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to get my revenge. It's kind of, the lie serves better. And also, well, I've been done wrong, and so I'm going to do them wrong. And I'm not going to try to be any type of a contributor to society. I'm going to be a taker of society. That's what I see happening more and more these days. And then, as when we talk about takers of society, we look at who's really taking. You got two different types, I've happened to notice. And they both hate one another, but they're both the same. They're takers. You got your big-time rich people that take and take advantage of everyone. And then you have the people that were poor, and they realize working the system and getting things for free is the way of survival. They've been, you know, shunned off by trying to work a regular job. You try to work, you get laid off, you get low pay. They work you hard, you treat you like dirt. And then, sure enough, you know, many people just get tired of it and figure, oh, well, you know, and the sometimes well-guarded secrets that are passed on amongst one another tells them, you know, go see this lawyer, and this is how you do it. You go slip and fall here, or you go and get yourself hurt on the job on purpose. And that's how you do it. That's how you get somewhere. And then, on the side of the big-time rich person, you know, that's taking advantage, it's like pay them less as possible, steal their ideas, take advantage, sell them something, and make a big profit off of them as much as you can. And then they don't even own it, even though they think they own it. There's people out there, they believe they own their house. I know you would think that, well, I own my house. I don't even want to own a house. I'd rather have me a traveling caravan. I got that gypsy blood, you know. I'll have my trailer and stuff, and I'll travel from place to place, and I'll visit the countryside. That's what I think's a good way to do things, but that's not for everyone. So there you go. People who own a house, it doesn't take long. I've seen it before, Department of Transportation, and come along and say, we're going to tear this place down. You got to move out. We're going to give you this much money for it, and you take it or leave it. I've seen it. It actually happened to me, but I was on the winning deal because I went ahead and I knew they were going to tear down this house I was renting. So I lived in that place, and the slumlord, the rich man, he didn't fix a thing there. The roof leaking, the sink collapsing, the toilet hardly flushing. Oh, yeah, speaking of toilet, here we go. my audio track of the toilet always flushes. You don't have to worry about it overflowing. But anyway, so this guy, he didn't do anything, but he was so mad when Department of Transportation gave me this big check for just renting the place. I made a profit off of renting that place. I can't really spill out all the big money, but let's just say it went into some many thousands that I made from renting this little hell pit from this guy. Thought he was taking advantage of me all along. Then when he tried to force me to rent this other place from, and he tried to put me in a neighborhood that I wouldn't want to live in anyway, bunch of snobs, and he just, because he was trying to take all my money that he could get, you think I'm going to pay $2,000 a month for rent? And I went over to the place, checked it out, and the carpets were soaking wet because somebody steam cleaned it, and they couldn't even steam clean it right, and it stunk like dogs, and every, you know, what goes along with it. And it wasn't nice. And I said, no, that's not what I want. And he was so mad, he threw these papers down on the ground and stomped on them like a little baby. There you go. Just giving you little mentalities for y'all to think about, my great super friends out there. And that's why I do this, because I know I'm going to hurt some feelings out there. But for those who have the eyes to see, and those that have the mind to realize and have the sight beyond sight, you'll see what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it yet, eventually Master Legend's words will ring in your mind. And you'll go, oh, wow, I see what's happening. Master Legend told me about that one. You see, as I post things up on the internet about these evil cops left and right, people that seek positions of power, just as politicians, and terrorists, they all got one thing in common. They want to control you. They want to be able to scare you. It gives them that power and all. They think they're better than you. But no, they're not. Without us, as I had to explain to some lady not too long ago that wanted to cut me in line because I was wearing my hard hat, and she said, you're just a construction worker. I said, you know what, woman? If there wasn't construction workers like me, you wouldn't even have this restaurant to walk in. There wouldn't even be a place built. How do you think these places get built? And then how much respect you think she's got for the person flipping the burger if she don't have respect for the construction worker that builds everything? That's how it is. And they, I guarantee you, the lady with my psychic ability, I can tell she never worked a day in her life, not a hard day in her life. Never. Everything handed over on a silver platter, and they think that it was owed to them somehow because they're better. They're better than you are. Yeah. Well, it sure makes me sick. Well, it's too bad I didn't get any callers today, but that's okay. I've had a lot to say and telling you my stories. Until the next Master Legend show, I'll be out helping the needy. Breaking the law like that, you know, from hero to criminal, doing what I can to try to save the world and bring a right type of mentality to someday, you know, us united superheroes around the world, we come more and more and we can work together. Now, don't be fooled by some of these fake superheroes out there. And I'll tell you how to tell those fake superheroes, because they're all out for themselves. They want to insult other people. They're not understanding. You know, me, somebody wants to insult me enough, I block them on the Facebook. I don't have time to argue. I don't have time to listen to somebody insult me. And they haven't even been around the block. I've been around the world, not just around the block. And they're going to come tell me something? I've seen more destruction and misery and suffering than most people. Especially them, the ones that talk all that insult and try to put others down, is the same people I'm talking about, like that lady in the restaurant there that thinks that she's better than me. She cut me in line because I'm a construction worker and she's a tourist. So you see how I put the pieces of the puzzle all together for you. So great super friends out there, remember, there's not there's a lot of illusions, and the media presents it, but it's up to you to see the truth. And all this hatred, you know, like I say, the prejudiceness, it goes all different ways. No, it's not just white people now. There are some, they're rich white people, they prejudice, they hate each other. There's everybody and all, they hate each other. They hate the ones they think are going to ask them for something, no matter what color they are. If you're poor, they hate you. They think you're scum, no matter what color you are. They're the elites, and you're the garbage just because they had everything handed to them on a silver platter, and you've had to work hard all your life for whatever you have. So you know, those are things to think about. You want to talk. They want to talk about slavery. Well, they forget the part about all the people that lost jobs because of that slavery. There were people, you know, that were getting put out of work and starving because of that slavery. There were a lot of people that suffered because of that, not just the slaves. And then there was a lot of people that fought to end it too. They never get any credit. You never hear anything about that. Then I did relatives that fought in the Civil War to try to end that stuff. And here I am still to the day trying to end that stuff and that mentality. Well, anyway, super friends, I'm going to end things with a little song. You get to hear part of it, and because it's almost showtime's already almost over. The Master Legend Show goes quick.
Ha ha ha.